Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta tear for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die.
No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
90% bullshit. What is entertainment? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now!
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti, the self-loathing, insecure egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a guinea. Listen, your skin is your biggest organ.
Especially if you're not circumcised.
I think I'm dead inside.
Aw, oh, me too.
I am not a happy person.
Fucking jerk-offs. What's going on here? Help me! You're not gonna suck it. Get out. Well, do I sound that much of a dick? I'm singing in the rain!
Kenny, the functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
I'm a vagina champion.
There's no possible way that I can get anyone pregnant.
No. I'm waffling again.
Some 18-year-old webcam girl getting railed.
You ever get a blowjob from someone in a pool who keeps snot bubbling? I'll retard my smartness.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
You guys suck.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakening. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show, Conti and Kenny Show. It's March 23rd, 2015.
Is it really? Yeah,
we are live. Kenny's with us, of course.
I'm here.
Yeah, you. Yeah. It's pretty much a foregone conclusion that you are here all the time now.
All the time now.
Your days of Skyping in on a regular basis, screwing me over, is in the past.
We'll see after June.
We'll see after June, yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll no, see. We're good.
Welcome to the show, everybody. If you want to give us a call, it is 240-HI-CNK. Kenny might be able to put that in the chat room. And if our producer, Brent, I don't know if he's in, he maybe can put it in the chat room if anybody wants to call us. Of course, the show is, if you want to listen to us in the chat, it's morelikeradio.com/live if you're listening on the TuneIn app or whatnot. Or if you're just checking out the podcast, we are on every Monday night, 7 o'clock. Uncensored. And then we're on Censored on Friday and Saturday nights at 1 a.m. on WMEX 1510 in Boston.
Give me the number again.
240-HI-CNK.
Oh, come on.
I don't know the letters.
I'll figure it out.
I don't know the letters.
I don't have the number.
Somebody in the chat will be able to do it. We have a bunch of good people in the chat.
Yeah,
like Brent or...
Well, they're already saying Big Scott's Will is already saying...
is he all full of himself? Is he already being a ham?
Kenny, like Roy Ralph? Rich, Colorado, how you doing? Big Scott's Will.
What's he turned into, Ralph Cramden, Mr. Fabergé? Mr. Fabergé?
And he puts, all we need is Shaftmaster, Lady T, and Divestic Mylance. And then right after he said that, Lady Trucker
just popped right in. All right, cool. That's a good thing. Yeah. How's everybody doing?
The chat's been doing pretty good the last couple weeks.
Yeah, they've been killing
half an hour we spent on the phone with Big Scott's
Will. Yeah. Him and his Goyle.
Yeah.
Listening to a drunken Scottish dude and a lovely British broad.
Abusive British broad. She just hammers him.
Yeah. Just hammered him the whole time.
Yeah, I got to get a, whatchamacallit, I got to talk to him later on a private message to get his address. I still got the thing for him. I told him I was going to give him.
Yeah, you're going to send him
Marilyn
something,
Manson
right?
set list, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you let me know. I might be able to send it. I got some connections.
How much does it cost to send something to over the pond?
Like just U.S. mail? Like just sending it over?
Yeah.
Probably 80, 90 bucks. Nah, I'm just kidding. It's not going to be that much. It's a piece of paper.
Yeah,
probably cost you like maybe special? 10 bucks.
10 bucks?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of it.
You're going to just send it
to him? I'll email it to him.
Yeah, and tell him to print it?
Screw 10 bucks. Not wasting 10 bucks on a Scotsman.
Well, wow, it's not like they're ever going to spend $10.
Last time I did that, I was in the Navy.
So, well, we got Cousin Joe and Dan DiMarino. They're in studio right now setting up their thingy-mabobs.
Yeah, they will be on the air, but they got the fancy cameras. We had a time Thursday night.
Oh, yeah?
On the Cousin Joe show.
We had an amazing time.
It was
it was one of the most fun shows I've had this year.
Really?
Without a doubt.
Actually, we did the show.
Despite Kenny being there?
No, we actually...
See, that was a dig on Kenny because I actually like him.
I was texting back and forth. I mean, the last time I talked to Coletta at night was like 5 o'clock in the morning because I did the show, and then I listened to the show because everybody was commenting on it. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
That's okay.
Just my good parts.
Oh, okay. You figured that out, huh? You didn't listen to the whole album. You just found the 3 hits.
He asked me for the time code to go to when he had his best jokes.
So he had his best spots.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, and also after the show, Kenny was on Skype with us for a while, off air, talking about the documentary and how he can help out. So I'm holding him to the
absolutely 100%. I'm telling you,
anything.
Well, wasn't it? It was quick. I said,
I can't get this guy to come out for a slice of pizza. You're gonna get him to work on a documentary?
I told Joe he's set of nuts. He's got to just pull him up and make a quick call. So you
and
already
I'll be
got
honest,
some responses.
Kenny fucking motivated me, and that same night. And a day later, I got Joe Cumia, Bob Levy, and Mike Buschetti part of the film.
There you go.
Nailed down.
Yeah, absolutely.
One fucking day.
And like I said, the rest of them.
And that was on
we'll take care of.
Yeah, you got to do the rest.
Could have called me, and I could have got the same 3 guys. I do a podcast with the one I've known Buschetti for years, and Joe is now my friend along with Anthony. Might be able to hook up with Anthony, but that'd Joe's probably going to try to do that.
He asked. Yeah, he said he would.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Big Scott's in the chat room. Says what's up.
Big Scott's Will, the star from last week. He's standing around waiting for people to throw flowers at him and shit, you know? He's waiting for his Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, but what we're going to do on the show tonight, it's something that I promised.
I promised
Cousin Joe over here.
Joe. Yeah. Joe, and that's Dan.
Son of a bitch, I know. Okay, I was thinking I was going to try to make different names up, but no. I'm going to give Joe the gas pedal.
You're going to actually do it?
I'm going to do it, yeah.
There are people listening who don't know what the gas pedal is.
Yeah, you should explain the
exactly.
gas pedal.
Exactly. What we did it on the...
I remember you telling me this, but
yeah.
Refresh mine and everybody's memory.
Okay, what you do, and the one of the funniest parts is that you can do this to anyone. You could do it to a child. You could do it to an old lady.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It's not a sexual thing. Okay. What you do is when someone's sleeping or lying down, you grab their ankles... And you lie down almost a pre-scissor lesbian, right?
Right. Yeah, like if two people were almost had their feet against each other, like feet
well, what,
flat up
what,
against
what
each
you,
other,
what
both
you do,
laying down on their back.
What you do is under your armpits, you grab their legs, their ankles.
Okay.
And then you take your one foot and put it right in the gooch. Into
that's
the grundle.
The crotch area.
Into the grundle.
With the shoe off, I'm assuming.
Shoe off. No, sock. It's got to be, yeah. If you want to be mean, you could do it with a shoe.
Or if you want to be sexy, go without a sock at all.
Yeah. Well,
if you want to really dig into the nooks and crannies.
When you get someone right after the shower.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, put a little butter spray on a hardwood floor as they come out of the bathroom. They slip, towel goes, boom. You jump in there and...
Okay. So then you grab them...
By their ankles.
By their ankles.
Under your arms, right. Sort of, right?
And you sit there, you grab their ankles, and then you take your foot and you put it in their thing, and you just start going like this, shaking.
So you're vibrating it.
You're just vibrating.
Like,
and it's uncontrollable laughter. You can't get mad at it. You just go, ha, 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 ha.
Really?
Yes. It doesn't matter who you do it to. It doesn't matter who. It's
a little weird, though, growing right in the old, you know.
But it's not a sexual
thing. I know it's not
so
a sexual thing.
So you can do it to kids.
But you're still,
it does sound painful, doesn't it?
It's not painful. It tickles. It's not painful at all. Because you don't do it where
But are you starting at 39 Studebaker, or are you starting like a 2010 Hyundai Elantra?
Yeah, no,
like,
no.
You know, are you pushing? You ever see an old show when they go to start the car? They push the pedal down.
No,
really
you're not flooding the engine.
Okay,
you're not
going to
flood
the
engine.
Okay.
Yeah. What you're doing is you're just tapping the brakes like in snow. You're just tapping the brakes. You're just tapping. You're just tapping the brakes. Tapping the brakes. Just like that. And it just.
So you're going to give Joe the.
I promised him, yeah. Yeah, I promised him.
The problem is, though, see that gas pedal? There might be a problem when you go to put the gas pedal down. It's like there's a cobra snake on the bottom of your floorboard. So you might slip off. It might feel like there's some sort of Rocky Mountain or something in the middle there.
Well, like I said, it's not a sexual thing.
I'll try and tuck myself in my boxers.
Your balls aren't going to hurt. It's not going to hurt your balls.
Okay.
Yeah. When it's done correctly, it's just a jiggly sensation.
I love it says done correctly. This is like a worldwide phenomenon.
Yeah, is there like a book or something?
You have to practice it. No, you can't just.
Who do you practice on?
Someone sleeping.
Okay.
As soon as they fall asleep, you go and practice on them.
So if anybody's living with Rip Van Winkle and you want to see somebody who's pretty much dead, who's not going to wake up from this in a tizzy.
No, yeah. You keep practicing on people that fall asleep or they're unsuspecting. You know, they're unsuspecting. They're just watching a game or something like that.
Okay.
And you just jump in there, boom, 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 boom.
So what you do is you go there, you get them and you pick them up, so you're standing up when they're laying down.
No, we're all laying down. You're both laying down.
How are you going to lay down at the same time?
No, no. Let's do it now.
But I'm saying, how do you do that with somebody and them not going, what the fuck are you,
you want to do it now? Because they're totally incapacitated. All right,
I'm going to try to see if, where are you going to do it?
Because
I'm going to try to see if I can bring this other camera.
Let's do it right here. Let's do it right here. Let's do it right here. Okay.
All right, now I'm going to see if I can get the camera. All right, this is...
All right, yeah. Let's...
Do I have to take anything off? Or do I...
No, you're fine. You have to lay down. Put your ass towards me. Face me. Turn around.
I had the total wrong idea. I thought I'd be on my stomach.
No, lay down. Lay down.
Oh, wait. Should I tuck my shirt in? Is it going
to
lift up?
No, you don't have to tuck your shirt.
It's not going to lift up?
It's not going to last long.
Oh.
It's going to be uncontrollable after.
Now, okay, hold on.
Move back a little bit. Move back a little bit. Now, you're an unsuspecting person, right? Okay. You're laying down. You're watching TV, all right? And then what you do is I come under here, and I grab... And then just go.
I've never heard Coletta make that noise before.
See?
Holy shit.
Who else wants
that? Fuck that. I'm not giggling like a schoolgirl.
I did not expect that sensation.
I've never heard that noise come out of Joe Coletta's mouth before.
Joe, that almost sounded like happiness, Joe.
That's
why it was so weird.
See what it does to you?
Wow, that was okay. Now I get it.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it wasn't painful. Nothing.
Not at all. If it was anybody else.
And it just hits the part of the body where it's like,
It's like
anybody else doing that, I would have thought you were faking. I would have thought you were faking that,
oh, really?
That ticklish laughter.
You know, it reminded me of, you know, like most people have like right under their ribs on each side if you get like. Poke, you get that.
Yeah, that
thing. Like that, but more.
Really, that's crazy.
And you could do it too.
Pretty much just tickling my taint with his toes.
Yeah, but
males,
it had to be. You've never had that.
No, I
been tickled
I
like
not.
That before. So that must be the weirdest thing.
Did that all the time when I was a kid.
Explains why you got thrown out of the Marines, or whatever happened. You left early for too many grundle shakings.
I honestly came into this thinking I'd get. he'd be doing it, and I'd be going, okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, what are you doing? Exactly.
But yeah,
I told you, it's uncontrollable.
That is the...
I didn't think it would tickle through my jeans and everything. It really did.
That is the weirdest sound, man.
But you
coming from him.
You can't gas pedal it. You got to, as rapidly as possible, just little tiny little vibrations.
Wow. You've heard it here, folks. First, the gas
pedal.
Did
you get picked up on mic when I was on the floor? Could they hear?
Oh, they can. They should absolutely be able to hear that.
Everyone could hear that.
Yeah, okay, there were 11 mics on at the time. So I think
Big Scott's Coletta giggles like a 6-year-old in pigtails.
I couldn't help it.
That's an amazing thing for anybody that doesn't know Joe. Joe doesn't sugarcoat stuff. Joe's not going to play along and do something like that just to be like, hey, I'll do it for the bit.
Again, I honestly expected to be lying there going, yeah, okay, well, what's going on
here? That's what I thought was going to happen, too.
All right,
knock it off. Get it off my junk.
Right. Make a queer joke or two.
And what you do is when you intensify it, you pull them closer.
Oh, okay.
You know, so you're not trying to jam.
It's like
it
a backwards wheelbarrow almost, because they're on their back. You know, the wheelbarrow move when you're pushing somebody around or whatever, and they're either a sexual thing or even the person, you know, moving their hands like a wheelbarrow, race.
Yeah.
Except they're on their back instead of on their front.
Yeah.
That's the position you're in.
You could do it to anyone. Old ladies, children, your girlfriend.
Old ladies. But that's the
kids,
thing.
The homeless. Kids love it.
But you have to, I assume that you have to do it. Go, listen, I'm going to do this thing. You have to check it out.
No, you got to catch them by surprise. But that's the point. Because otherwise they won't do it. After they've got, if you get a person a second time, by surprise.
Fool you once. Fool me twice.
But I was expecting it, and that's still.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But what, and then when you get it done again, you're like, oh, come on. But, you know, you actually kind
that
of enjoy
it. That was just, that blew my mind, Joe's reaction to that. Wow. I think I'm going to give my girl the clutch when I get home. I'm just going to slam it right down and then just downshift every couple of minutes.
Yeah, no, you don't have to. She would probably give you the push start.
She would give me the air brakes.
From
behind, she would give me the air brakes.
She would give you to pop the clutch.
The clutch?
She's got to push you, keep pushing,
you get a little hill, and pop it! Pop the clutch! It's not running!
Like Ralph Macchio in that station wagon on his date. The Karate Kid.
Wow. Well, we all know now what the gas pedal is.
Yeah.
You heard it here.
And
only on the Conti and Kenny show.
People in the chat, did they see it? Were they able to see
I don't know, but I put the camera down, so they got a little bit of an idea.
A little bit of an idea.
Because I can only get the camera so
Dan,
far.
Dan, you got some good video with the camera?
I got some video of that. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you do? All right, cool. Then, then we'll post that, too.
Yeah,
there will be several animated GIFs of that soon.
Yeah, by Dennis, absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. So now, Joe, when did you, what
I've been
made
thinking
you
of doing
decide?
This for years, and then just...
Well, explain to everybody what you're doing, because nobody really knows.
You're right.
The gas pedal?
I'm just...
I've Joe was doing the floorboards.
I've been doing it.
I was the floorboard.
It's a documentary film on podcasts, mainly around, you know, people like us that do them for little to no money, if not putting money into it, to, you know, and the fans side of it. We'll interview some of them. And, you know, luckily I made connections over the last 10 years so I could have a lot of people to go to. But I've been thinking about doing this for at least 2 or 3 years. And then before a show a couple weeks ago, Dan brought it up and I was like, you too? Because I need motivation.
You wanted to do this also?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So when he brought it up, I was like, oh, shit, I got someone to push me. Because otherwise, on my own, I'm completely lazy. I won't do a thing. But if I'm working with someone, then I can actually make it happen.
Your biggest motivator is the equipment that you bought, the $20,000.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. We started on Indiegogo, and still up for another week or two if you want to help
sure
out
is.
My interest payments. Yeah, just go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired, and you could...
And you can help out the Coletta.
And if you contribute like $25, you get the film in HD. The more you get the film, plus behind the scenes footage, shit like that.
Okay.
But yeah.
Now, have either one of you taken film college?
Short film I did like 10 years ago. Can I help
oh,
you one?
Oh, can I help you? Yeah.
Wager.
Yeah.
So, not just that, I've been doing editing as well. So I've been keeping up with at least shooting and editing. So I kind of know what I'm doing.
Hey, listen, man. You're gonna. The best way you can do it is learning, right on the go or whatever.
Yeah.
Get thrown, throw yourself in the fire, and just do it. What about you, Daniel?
Is this something? I am following Joe's lead on this.
Okay,
so I am
following his lead.
I am supporting in other ways.
Okay,
yeah,
So you're not you never.
My recording is when you used to put two VCRs together and run a wire between them. That's my video recording.
Yeah, I used to do the cassettes. I used to do a record to cassette or cassette to cassette.
Yeah,
that was good. That was when music was really really came out really good coming out of your Sanyo 1830 C.
It wasn't even a Sony. It was a Sanyo.
Emerson. Yeah, an Emerson.
You get them at shop right there above the freezers.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember I used to have a little soldering iron, and all the boom boxes. My house, for some reason, my mother never threw away a cassette player, a boom box, so to speak. Never. So there was just tons of them laying around the house. So I would sit there and I would try to like fix them, you know. And every time you would have the little magnet that, you know, the strip of tape rolls over, you know, to hear it.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know what I was doing, but it would play both sides of the tape at the same time.
Oh, really?
And I never knew how.
Like, A and B at the same time?
How do you at the same time. I don't know. I would replace that little magnet, you know, where, you know, it rolls over. And it would play both sides at the same time. Remember, I was the first time it happened was a Metallica tape. I was trying to listen to Metallica and it was playing both sides.
Oh, that must sound fucking weird, though.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Like, how did I do that?
I would have.
And then I soldered a 6x9 car speaker to my alarm clock because I couldn't wake up in the morning for high school.
I hope that worked.
Yeah. It didn't sound like a 6x9 speaker.
It just had your power, though.
There wasn't. It worked. You know what I mean? It was, just an old car speaker.
Yeah,
but it didn't sound like a 6x9. But I had to do that because I was like, I got to get up in the morning, and nothing wakes me up. So
no.
So I was like, let me just put a speaker
on. To
this day,
I have two alarm apps on my phone to go off within 10 minutes of each other because, I'm still late.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I do the same thing. But I just tried to MacGyver.
Sure, it has nothing to do with Kenny and I's lifestyle at all.
No, it's got nothing to do with all the alcoholism going on in the veins of you guys.
Yeah, I've never spoken to Coletta at 11 in the morning, but 4:30.
Talk about going to the park.
5:15.
It's beautiful out. You want to go out to the park?
5:15.
Maybe go feed the pigeons? Yeah. Although, when you guys are 80, you're going to be drunk sitting at the park feeding the pigeons, both of you. Just fucking throwing them out there.
Well, Coletta's probably going to be putting a seat, and I'll be sitting there pecking at it. Like a senile old asshole.
Joe will have some sort of heroin-based seed. You know, he'll get it from some sort of opium fucking plant that'll get fucking
new derivative.
Yeah, it'll get mailed to him from Indonesia, and then he'll chop it up, have a little for himself, and then spread the rest out for the pigeons. See a bunch of pigeons, 6'2", fucking all jacked up.
Sharing's caring.
Yeah. So,
Lady Trucker said we could see gas pedal real good.
Oh, good. Nice. And Lady Trucker knows all about gas pedal. That's what she
does.
There
she goes. Yeah. You know? She's probably got a good, quick fiber reflex.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Quick twitch. What is it?
Quick twitch. Yeah.
Quick twitch.
Where you don't accelerate muscles too hard. It's just...
No. For athletes, the muscle.
Oh.
You know the quick twitch.
Oh, okay.
To make you fast.
Oh, okay.
She's probably got a.
Her Achilles. You know, she's probably got a strong Achilles heel.
Oh, she's got. She's probably got. You know, for the clutch and the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
She'd probably be really good at the gas pedal.
Yeah. Or get gas pedaled by.
Oh, well, she would love to get gas pedaled.
Yeah.
She's probably good at giving gas.
Giving gas.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm telling you, and you know, if you want to have fun with your spouse or your significant other, put a little olive oil on the genitals of the other person, and then on the other person's, and then on your foot.
What? Put vinegar?
No, olive oil. I'm not making bruschetta. I want to make a slippery...
What are you making, vagina alioli? Like, what are you doing?
So now we're naked. Now everyone's naked.
Yeah. Now, if you do the gas pedal naked with olive oil, it'll make like a squishy sound.
Hey, if it's a young girl, is it virgin? Yeah, I tell
you. I think of a million other ways to make squishy sounds without doing that. that's just me, though.
Yeah. Oil and Levi's. That's a good fucking sound.
That, you know, I mean, if you're a significant other, you're bored on a Saturday night, well, you want to spice it up. Yeah, let's gas pedal with some olive oil.
Yeah, all right.
And now relationship advice with Kenny Michaels.
Just dip your foot in clarified butter like a piece of lobster and then just smash it onto a clitoris.
Smash it.
You should put it gently.
Smash it onto a clitoris.
And you just got to tap it like Benny Hill's pal's forehead.
Yeah, I'm smashing his father's head over.
Yeah, yeah. All right. That's what it is. That's where it goes.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So anyway, with the movie, you're just now kind of getting started.
Yeah.
Right?
This is our first B-roll. We should be...
First B-roll?
Yeah, you guys.
And
yeah,
so
we're
that's
just
like
shooting you guys
that...
live, so when we do interview you, we'll cut away to you doing the show, so it's not so boring, you know,
okay.
Just staring at you.
Oh, yeah, okay, I get it.
Minutes.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Are you going to show the radio meters going, you know, and, you know. Right?
Look at that. Yeah. Bunch of knobs and stuff.
Yeah,
and
you know.
Fader board.
And then on air, blink, blink,
after the,
blink.
After the show, I was actually going to ask you if I can get a close-up of your hands on the board.
I don't know, but you can get a close-up of my hand on your gas pedal. I don't know if... but this is cool, and I like the name of it, too. I like no station required.
Just, thank you, yeah.
I don't know, just... I like it. I don't know why. I just do.
Master in a chat room just put a picture. Do you see it?
What the hell is that?
What is that?
It's a sandal up somebody's with a foot up somebody's.
With a foot in it?
Right up the ass.
An X-ray of it. Yeah.
A foot there.
That can't. That's.
Yeah, that's.
It looks Photoshop. It has to be.
Has to be. I mean, really.
You know what? That's a good gas pedal, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it's...
That's
it's
right there.
That's a funny car gas pedal.
You got in there.
I mean...
Yeah, this is probably on the outside.
There's no place for the parachute.
I don't see any testicles.
Come out of the ass to slow you down.
And the hips are wide enough. That's a woman. That's that looks like a man's foot going up a woman.
Well, she probably...
Just tapping it on the outside.
She probably wasn't listening.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And I don't know why a foot in somebody's ass is going to make them listen better, but, you know... I guess it
gets their attention.
Well, it sure does.
Shaft Manager says gas pedaling should be performed under adult supervision only. No. No.
No, because then I know what Kenny's saying, because then it makes it like you're doing something dirty.
You're tickling. Instead of tickling with your hands,
right.
You're tickling with your foot.
With your foot.
In a tickle zone.
And it
every baby zone. Has tickle zones. Every person has tickle zones.
Yeah,
it's a matter of finding those tickle zones. But to be honest, 100% across the board, the gooch is a tickle zone. The gas pedal, tickle zone. I've never had someone.
If it made Coletta giggle like a schoolgirl, I believe 100%.
Do it to somebody. There's never been anyone who could fight it. It's like a kryptonite thing. There's no
one
that can fight
it. I wasn't trying to fight it. I just didn't expect it to actually make me do that.
I
didn't. Last thing I thought about.
I know. That's why it's so awesome.
Well, now we know firsthand. Gas pedal.
Yeah.
First foot.
I got it.
Yeah. You know what?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. You want to take a quick break? Let's take a quick break, because we'll regroup after the gas pedal thing. I thought we were going to do the gas pedal at the end of the show, but we did it in the first 3 minutes. Because I couldn't wait to do it to him. And
okay.
And now he can't wait to receive it again.
All right. You want to tell you what to, we'll
a quick break. Yeah.
Quick break. Couple, and
two,
then
3 minute break. Yeah.
And then we'll come back and we'll get started.
And we'll get started.
Again. All right. We'll be right back.
And we got Dan and Coletta from the Cousin Joe Show in
That's
here.
That's right. Conti and Kenny Show, morelikeradio.com.
Hey, smokers. You stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you looking for happiness? Then comedian Joe Conte has got good news for you.
So, I'm a single guy. I'm not married. Most people here are single. We have single women here tonight. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yes, there's a lot of laughs, but there's also a philosophical search.
These are thoughts that I have in my head, and I wanted to share them with you. If a bulimic had Alzheimer's, would they still be fat because I keep forgetting to throw up? Is bowling not a sport, but just an activity for alcoholics too lazy to play softball? If America created a gay, patriotic airline, would they call it the Fruited Plains? And would they have a mile deep club? Was that too far? Was that the point? Right there. Boom! Too far for this audience.
And of course, a little something for the ladies.
This is for every woman in here. Every woman is every woman's real fantasy, real sexual fantasy, to have a really good-looking gynecologist with Parkinson's disease.
Yes, there's more where that came from. So do yourself a favor. Head over to iTunes or Amazon and order yourself some happiness from Joe Conte.
Hey, it's Joe Matarese. You're listening to the Conte and Kenny Show. Enjoy it.
All right. We're back. It's Conte and Kenny Show. I got a little Pink Floyd in the flesh playing because, you know, Joe's here and he's a big Floyd fan like me. And plus, with the pedal thing, it's sort of saying, you know, you were kind of, you know, tapping somebody right in the flesh, the fleshy area.
Yeah, olive oil.
Little olive oil?
Yeah, little olive oil. You can use anything. You can use vegetable oil. I would stay away from silicone-based.
Okay. What about, like, corn oil?
Corn oil is a different game.
Oh, okay. Dude, I did a show on Friday out in Pennsylvania, and I had to drive out there during a storm.
That's when I called you. That's where you anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You can see in the chat room. Shaftmaster. when gas pedaling goes wrong. How did he find that so fast?
That's funny, man.
Jeff, man, so gotta have him up back up again. He killed the other.
Yeah, Nick, man, Nick's Nick, funny, yeah. Man. Well, I had to do a gig up in way out near Reading, PA.
Oh, Big Rich, Arizona.
Big Rich in Arizona.
Western
very
Echoes
cool.
There also.
Nice.
And I had to do this gig, and it was Friday when it snowed in the Northeast.
Right.
Snowstorm, but it was a 6:30 show on a Friday. 6:30. So it was like, and it was actually called it looks like Ole, but it's actually Olea, the town. I kept on saying Ole. I don't know. It was just kind of funny. Ole.
Out in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, out in Pennsylvania.
That's what happens when you drive for 3 hours by
yourself. Was it a casino gig? Or
No. It was in like a little
hall
type of thing.
Yeah.
And it was for the town sports kids, something.
Right, yeah.
But it was at 6:30 on a Friday.
A bit early.
It's early.
Just a bit.
I swear, first I didn't know what it was for, and I thought I was going to walk in, and everybody there was 90 playing bingo, you know, because it's Friday. People are working. You got to give people enough time to get home, get their stuff together, and then go to the place they have to go to. But for some reason,
you know, put the clothes on, do the makeup,
get the change.
Kids, have, you know, the babysitter's got to get there.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
So,
what a shit. Who books that bullshit?
It was weird. My friend Mark booked it, but he didn't. No, but he didn't, like, book the time. You know, they just said, can you do the gig?
Can you give him my number?
Yeah. You actually know Mark.
But how was the turnout?
It was actually a good turnout, right? Yeah? But it was funny because it was just two comics. So they were waiting for the other guy, and it was almost 6:30. And the guy was like, you know, they kind of want to get it going because they actually have, like, blackjack tables in the back. Like, you know, like one of those.
A casino night.
Like a casino night, but it's not real. They use chips, but they're not real, you know, but whatever. So when he's bringing me up, he's saying, you know, he was thanking them and all that and saying, hey, you know, this is our third time. And the first time they did the comedy night, as soon as they were done, nobody had anything to do. They just got up and left. So they were trying to come up with different ideas. And this one was the casino night. And he says, right before he brings me up, he goes, you know what? We think the best night would be comedy night, casino, and then
DJ.
Cornhole, like a cornhole
game.
Yeah, cornhole championships.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then looks at me and goes, don't even say it. I'm like, really? And I get up and he goes, you know, and whoever can walk away, you know, cornhole champion, you know, would win something. And so as soon as I got up there, I go, look, whoever's going to be champion of cornholing isn't walking away. They're fucking limping away, all right? And it was like, it was the best lead-in you could have ever gotten for a guy that was 3 hours from his house at 6. It was still light out.
Yeah.
We don't do comedy when it's light out. It was still light out. And then the other guy came in right when I got on stage. I did my thing and then brought him up. But it was like...
I never knew that game was called cornhole. I didn't know.
The only reason I knew what it was because I see it at football games. They play it at football games now.
I didn't know
what it was either.
I was at a Jets game with you and Jamesy, and they were playing it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're going to go play some cornhole. And I'm like, I'm not going to that club.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Kenny's like,
I've heard about
that. Without getting paid, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. What is this, a national park rest area? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, screw that. But I didn't know. When I was a kid, it was called X's and O's or whatever. It was beanbags.
It's beanbags. So it's and like it was like
tic-tac-toe, but with the beanbags. Yeah. And now you try to get a beanbag in a hole.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? You throw it in a hole or
whatever? Yeah. It's like playing skee ball, but with beanbags.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was like,
they couldn't
think of
a better name for that? Like, ski ball ball? Ski ball?
I don't know. Cornhole.
I'd rather say you want to play ski ball than cornhole. Hey, you want to go cornhole?
The bags have corn in them, dry corn. That's why it's cornhole.
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
It's got to be something.
Those little bags you throw, they're dried corn.
No more bean bags, huh?
No. Corn bags.
Okay.
I got to put the corn in the hole.
In the hole.
This should have been pictures of little guys named Richard. Then it would have been dick hole.
Hey.
Anyway. but it was just weird doing comedy at 6:30 at night. And I left at 3 o'clock figuring because it was snowing. Even though it wasn't bad, but
Big Scott's really cornhole champion? Question mark. Sounds like a centerfold for Euro Bears.
I am Cornholio. Another picture, pictures of Beavis as Cornholio.
Euro Bears.
Euro Bears. But it was. I left like it said it was going to be 2 hours and 10 minutes to get there, but I gave myself an extra hour because people are idiots and they don't know how to drive, and there was. It was like being on rain. It was like raining, you know, on the main highway. So
because it wasn't sticking, but
there was nothing.
There's
still
brake lights everywhere. Like,
no, it wasn't bad at all. So, but it was.
How'd the rest of the gig go after the opening?
They were good.
It was all right.
They were really good.
Yeah,
You know, I wanted to, because what happened was the original guy, it was supposed to be me and this guy, Stan. Stan, I don't know if you guys know Stan Stankos. He's a really good comic, right? Closes out a lot of gigs for this guy, Mark. But he couldn't get to the city because he still had a day job. You know, he still works during the day.
Yeah.
There was no way he was going to be able to get out of his job
and then
and get to Pennsylvania in time.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was looking for somebody else. And I was like, dude, listen, if you want, you know, if you got somebody who's like a, you know, who wants to open up that lives near there, I'll close it out for you. I've never closed out a gig for Mark, but I think he knows that I can close out gigs. And
of course you fucking can. You can close it out any
and I could have fucking
any room in the country.
I could have easily closed it out. I mean, the guy Corey did a really good job, but you know, they were that good. You know, they were fun. They were in the middle of nowhere, Olea, Pennsylvania. Exactly. I don't know where the fuck it is.
Never heard of it.
But you know what? It worked out, and it was fun. But it was so strange. Like you could see the light coming in, and you're telling dick jokes. It's just not what we're used to doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like a roofer working at night. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. There's been a couple of those. We've done one or two.
I've done a couple, yeah.
Like in the living
room. It's always weird.
In the living room. You know what I mean? It's like a family party, and we've done it inside in the living room. One of the weird ones. You got something, Dan?
No, sorry. It's the last MLR live event where Conti and Dan both performed. It was during the day.
That was during the day.
Fucking windows. The windows sun coming through.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think I did stand up at like 2:30 in the afternoon. It was weird, right? 3:00.
I mean, it was still good.
We once did it at a Jewish, like a Jewish place.
Sorry,
where
Ken,
they were having
a brunch
at 9:30 in the morning.
What?
In front of like we were like right in front of the buffet with all the bagels and lox, and as we're doing jokes, people are walking behind us putting lox on their bagels. It's fucking brutal.
They're putting a schmear.
Yeah. Give one a pap schmear right in your mouth. It was just terrible.
There was one time my friend Maria, who was a big fan years ago when I used to do the Brewer Unleashed, when he was on Sirius.
Yeah.
So it was supposed to be me, Otto, Johnny O, and it was called Bonna Brew. Bonner Brewer or something like that. It was a take on, you know, Bonner Brewer. So in the afternoon, Brewer and all the guys from the show went down. They played kickball. And then they had all these tents set up and everything in this backyard. The guy has, I mean, he has like a greenhouse. It's just, he's a landscape company. So he's got just, like the backyard looked like.
Who's this?
My friend Maria. You know Maria. Remember Maria?
I think so. With the S?
With the S.
Bam?
No. Maria, she was...
The non-ass Maria.
Oh, yeah. She always hung out with us. You know who she is. I'll show her to you. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to say her name. But she was a big fan of Brewer. So, like, all right. So then we're supposed to go and play kickball in the baseball field that they have that looks like Camden Yards. And then we're going to do a tent set up, the whole show. We're going to do the show in the backyard. It's fucking a tropical storm. So they played kickball, and then they wanted to do the comedy show. Otto and Johnny O couldn't get there because it was pouring. So I was the only comedian that was there. So then I stood on the granite in front of the fireplace, you know, like the mantle. And
everybody was inside now.
Everyone was soaking wet, full of mud from playing kickball, and they were sitting Indian style. And then they had the sound system, everything, and they brought it into the living room
of
the house. It looked like...
Now, whose house was this?
My friend Maria's and her husband's.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They had a big party. It was, you know, it was for charity or whatnot.
Right.
And, you know, what's his name? Brewer and his co-host. What the hell's his name as a co-host?
Was it Pete Dominic?
Yeah, Pete. No. Pete.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Big, tall guy.
No, Pete, son of a bitch. Why can't I think of it? Pete, not Carnivale.
Pete Corleone. Pete Cornholio. Pete Corielli.
Pete Corielli.
He was in American Dummy.
Yes, Pete Corielli. Yeah. Of course. So it was them guys and stuff. And then I did stand up. I did, I don't know, like an hour. And it looked like one of the cottages. They have like a farmhouse. And it looked like I was doing like in a hot tub time machine in one of those ski lodges.
Did you look like you should have seen John Candy and Dan Aykroyd in there?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Summer rental.
Go get your own. Get yourself a spin cycle. No, it was a great outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great outdoors. But yeah, that was one of the weirdest ones.
That's definitely.
People were just soaking wet. The microphone, every electronics was soaking wet, and I'm like, yeah, there was just like a electrical buzz going through the whole living room because they just brought the shit inside soaking wet from the hurricane. But it was fun.
That's a weird one, man.
Yeah, but it worked out good.
Yeah,
you know. They're like, you still going to do stand-up? I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do stand-up? Why am I going to do stand-up? It's fucking Hurricane Katrina outside.
Exactly.
He's like, we're going to bring it inside. Can you still do it? I'm like, all right, fucking let's do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Would it be easier for me, who I've been doing stand-up, always inside? Or do you want me to do it outside during a storm? I think I'll take inside.
Yeah, and the back of my legs were on fucking fire because they had the fire going. I was on the mantle of where the fire is. So my ass was 6 inches from the flame.
Joan of Arc, what were you doing standing on the fucking fire?
Because I was going to be above them.
The stage was a fireplace?
That was the new
stage.
No,
yeah, the fireplace is right behind him.
The stage was the mantelpiece. The little piece of granite that you put all the fire tools
on.
Fire pokers.
So you were standing on there.
I was standing on there because they were like, you're above the crowd.
Blowing right on your bottom of your legs.
On my ass was on fire. Fire. I'm sweating and stuff. But everyone else was sitting there shivering because they were out playing kickball, all muddy. But it was a good time. It worked out.
Very cool.
Yeah. But this weekend.
Yes.
To reel back in, I worked. The drummer from Twisted Sister died last week.
Yeah. Did they say what happened?
Heart attack. I believe it was a heart attack.
You think probably from all the years of.
It caught up to him, yeah. Yeah. All the other guys are in his
50s, according
right?
to according to D. Snyder, he said he had like a pretty long history of heart disease, so.
Oh, okay. So
he was
55. In his
family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Okay.
So
usually if it's not when you hear about somebody in their 40s or early 50s
in a
when
band?
They go like that or anywhere, usually you think if it's not hereditary, most likely he was doing a lot of coke when he was younger. It always seems to come out that, yeah.
Something that catches up.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of the wrestler dying in the ring?
Yes. Yeah,
I did see that, yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah, that
Rey Mysterio was
creepy.
Yeah, it was really weird.
He wasn't dead then, but they went to the hospital and then he ended up. But he was out. He was unconscious.
You can tell that his heart just went, I'm out. I'm done. It was total heart attack. He didn't snap his neck or anything.
Well, I didn't see the hit. You couldn't see the hit.
Yeah, no, they showed, they have a video of the whole match on YouTube. And you can fast forward to like the part where it happened. I don't know if they've taken it down by now. But it's like he just gets like drop kicked, goes to fall on the ropes, and it's like his head hits the top rope and it's kind of like nips back a little bit. And he was just out. He was just down, done.
What it looks like,
it was really weird.
You can see that he does a move, and he doesn't do a clean move. You know? You can kind of tell. And then he was trying to like get himself together, and he's up against the ropes. And then they just, one of the other guys just like kick him in the back. And then that was it. Then he was out, and he's just sitting there hanging on the ropes.
Yeah, that's when I saw him. He was just dangling there. Yeah. And you see the one guy, he kind of come over like, dude, you all right?
Yeah.
And then he went back to where he was going.
What they were doing is they were smacking him because they thought he might have got knocked out or something. Real quick, he'll get back up. Because they were continuing the match. They were starting to jump all over the place.
Yeah, they're fucking insane.
Was it a tag team? There was other guys fighting?
Yeah.
There's four people going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if anyone in the chat room can post that. The Rey Mysterio thing.
So the guy's neck didn't break? That's what I thought.
No, not at all.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
He was doing the moves, and then also you could tell he didn't do a move, and then he was on the ground.
So what did he officially die of?
I guarantee you it was a massive heart attack.
Oh, man.
I guarantee it was. Yeah, because...
Was he mid-30s or something?
No. He was
35.
He was 35, really?
He was young.
Ugh. He was that young, really. Oh, son of a bitch.
Wow.
I gotta start eating my oats. I gotta take more probiotics.
I'll take care of it.
We're sowing them.
You're right.
Your royal oats.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get that video up there and we'll show it. But so this weekend, the guy dies on Thursday. And on Saturday, I'm working for the band. He's in Adrenaline Mob. And they were opening up for Drowning Pool.
Right.
So what happened was Drowning Pool said, we're going to let them... headline, we'll go first. It was the Drowning Pool thing, but we'll let them go. And they're going to have a couple special guests. They had two drummers that came in. If I knew their names, you would know who they were, you know?
Look at this.
Hey! Hey!
Shit.
Rich Carucci.
Carucci. I got it in there.
What's going on, man?
Get over there, pal.
What's going on, bro? What's up, bro? All right, man.
That video's in there.
What's up, Carucci?
Oh, it's in there? Okay.
Should he...
Sit over there.
Yeah.
If you can.
Sit next to Kenny if you can. You got this. Because you got the camera there. What's going on?
Yeah, come on in, pal.
Chillin'.
The great Rich Carucci.
Oh, yeah.
Poof.
The magical Mitch Carucci.
Carucci, always good to see Carucci.
What's going on, man?
Good to see him, pal.
Yeah, I figured just stop by. I live around the block.
Yeah, I know exactly where you live. Yeah. And believe me.
So do the cops now. Kid problems.
Dude, your picture where you were taking a shit and you put the deuce.
Number two.
Fucking lost it, dude.
Oh, man.
He fucking took a shit selfie.
I had people giving me hate. People I didn't even know. Like, evidently, you have no life. I go, me? You're the one looking at my stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I mean, you don't see anything.
You know what? I've been noticing that you've been putting a lot of pictures up lately. And they're all
alone.
Yeah. They're fucking great.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Keep them coming.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
picture of him holding the deuce.
He's on the toilet. You could tell his pants are down.
Yeah, you can't see anything.
You
can
see his
naked
hips.
Yeah, you could tell he's got his
my
pants
J-Lo
down.
Hips.
You can see his hips, and he's definitely doing a number. And he's just holding up a number two.
Number two.
And he took a selfie.
Yep.
Yeah, keep him coming.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
oh, go ahead.
The guy dies on Thursday. They're going to continue to do the show. Big thing was, are they going to do the show? Are they going to do it?
The drummer from Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
Kenny was working with his
with
band on Saturday.
Adrenaline
Mob. Yeah, yeah, I worked for him on last Saturday night. So
and now they have an opening. Gee, that's suspicious.
I'm like the hospital. I'm the concierge guy. Make sure everybody's happy. Everybody's got stuff. And here's the thing.
You didn't get him coked, did you?
No. Not after somebody offs himself in a fucking, literally a Winnebago. The Winnebago looked like the one from Stripes. Remember Stripes? Keith Carnevale's Winnebago. That's what.
Oh, Gigantor, we call that thing. We drove that to freaking Tennessee.
It was like that. It was, and what happened was I had to go on. I go on the buses, on the tour buses. If you know, I say, "What do you guys need?" And you know, everybody, all right? Or I have stuff for them, you know. And he died on the Winnebago. And it's literally like a Winnebago that you would see.
Oh,
that's
can you get us an air freshener and a gurney?
So he died in a
He woke up. They couldn't wake him up in the morning. He died in his sleep, pretty much. He had a heart attack in his sleep. And when I tell you, the reason why they continue to do these shows is because they all need the money. Because
they don't want to die in a Winnebago.
Yeah. They all need the money. I went on this Winnebago, and it was like,
really?
Wow. And It was unbelievable. I mean, all in all, it was kind of creepy going on there. I'm like, somebody just died on here.
Yeah.
Would you rather go, Winnebago or wrestling drop kick to the throat?
Yeah.
Just talking about that.
You know what? Let's go back so you can see this film if you haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, no, I was watching it.
You're watching it. Joe, have you seen this?
Oh, no, I haven't seen this.
Now, here it is. Now, watch. He does a thing. Now, he jumps over here.
Look at those guys
now,
moving. That's
here's
crazy.
Something. See when he rolls? Something's happening to him. And now he's dead.
Well, he died at the hospital, but...
No. But
you see it, he started to get very slow.
I like when the midget is shaking him, trying to wake him up.
Yeah. After he goes outside the ropes... See, he doesn't finish that thing. He goes outside the ropes, gets back on, and now something's wrong. And he's trying to keep going.
Falling outside the ropes would have killed me.
And now he's out. He's out cold.
Just look how they move, though, man. That is incredible.
These guys are just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like just the moves that they make.
Yeah.
You know, I lost my interest in wrestling back when I was like 17.
Me too.
But yeah, I still,
but
I'm
you,
amazed
but
at what they do.
But you gained interest in the gas pedal tonight.
I sure did.
I can't believe how they moved, though. I mean, look at that.
Yeah, well, they think he's just knocked out right now. He's leaning over the ropes, and they just push him over. And he's
that's
out.
Terrible.
You know, he's done right there. I guarantee he had some kind of an aneurysm or a.
Is
or
he a big time wrestler, the guy, or what?
No, I don't think so.
So now what?
He's
like
a luchador.
League is this?
I think he's a
Mexican. So now they're looking for a drummer AAA, and a wrestler.
He's a luchador, right? He's a Mexican guy.
Yeah, Triple A, I think it was something like that.
And he's out, and that's it. You know, and that's it. And he never comes back.
And they're filming it.
Yeah. Oh, she actually said he's bleeding out of his eyes. Jesus. That you know what? That's probably a massive aneurysm.
I've had a couple of sets that look just like that. that we filmed. That's terrible.
Yeah. He doesn't get hit. He doesn't, you know, he comes back into the ring.
They don't think about getting a doctor yet, or what's going on? Are they, like, counting him out?
Well, they think he's, like, just passed
yeah,
out.
Yeah, the shaking will work.
Yeah. Really. Just to, like, wake him up. He, like, he got knocked out by accident, you know? They call it getting starched.
Now, was this in America, or was this in a...
I think it was California.
Tijuana.
Oh, it was Tijuana.
Oh, he'll be okay then, whoever did it. They're not going to jail.
Yeah, all you got to do is pay the cops off and you're done. Like I had
blow
to.
Blow a donkey or something.
Yeah. I had so much fun in Tijuana.
Did you really? When'd you go?
When I was in Marines.
Oh, all right. Yeah, there you go.
It was brilliant. We all got caught pissing by the federales, and we're sitting there taking us. Plus, the donkey show, you don't eat the bananas. You can get 7 gallons of tequila for about 6 cents. You can get leather jackets, fake watches. You can get children.
You could kill a wrestler for 12 cents.
Yeah. One of the worst pairs of feet I've ever seen in my entire life were on this Mexican bum on the street. I don't know how he walked. It was just like baked potatoes. And I've said the joke for many, many years, but it literally was, I don't know where his feet. I couldn't imagine it, walking on these things, and it was the worst feat I ever saw, but it was a blast. So we get caught pissing, and none of us spoke Spanish. We had, like, you know, barely like, bien or, like, bueno. That was it. So the federales come up, and we're taking a piss on this. If you go on the outskirts of the cross streets, you're in shantytown. There's, like, blue tarps on the roofs, you know, tin roofs. And you're going to get killed. So we wandered into this one place to take a piss. We get caught. So we literally had to empty out all of our, every dollar we had. And we go, bien.
And you go, $7.
And we fucking ran to
retired.
We ran to the border.
Really?
Yeah, we ran to the, you do not want to go to a Tijuana jail.
Wow.
Especially now. Back then it was a little different. There wasn't so many drug cartels, but it was a great time. Oh my God, I was 17, 18 at the time. And it was just debauchery. I mean, shoving bananas in donkeys' asses, and then...
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Spanish petting zoo. Western.
Tijuana petting zoo.
Western Echo goes, I will repeat, Kenny's stories always make me feel like I haven't lived my life.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And what they do is that they'll just sit there and go, hey, guys, you want to come up here? Here's a free drink. So you're like, yeah, Corona. And then you go to these go-go bars, and all it is it's you can buy, you know, fake goods on the bottom floor, and on the top floor is all debauchery. It's absolute debauchery. Let's hookers go. And all kinds
of
stuff.
I got a car. Fucking go.
Pick me up.
Fuck my kid. Raise himself.
Yeah, so we had you know, the band and everything, and to be totally honest, a lot of the guys were, like, broken, you know, these big rock guys. They're all older age, not Drowning Pool, the, you know, Adrenaline Mob, right. Thing. And they started doing tribute songs to them, and they had two different drummers, you know, that come in, and, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm loading up and doing this guy's, setting up his drum kits. And the guy's dead. He actually, his drum riser, which is the thing that the drums sit on, they call it a drum riser. He actually welded himself, you know? So I'm sitting there, I'm loading it up and everything, and I'm on the bus, and I'm like, this is just fucking weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it was a shame because...
They don't probably do drugs anymore or anything?
No, either. No, no, yeah. No, they're eating wheatgrass and shit. Yeah, yeah. They all have bicycles. They go on bike rides and everything. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Beers. I actually, one of the guys, they wanted O'Doul's. You know what I mean?
Kill that guy.
Yeah.
Anyone that wants more than one of those.
Yeah. Normally, it's like they want the big handle of Jack. They want all this other liquor, vodka, and cases of beer. And these guys were just like, oh, a couple of beers and some O'Doul's. I'm like, no problem. No problem at all.
Rock and roll has changed.
Yeah, well, these guys are older, you know? And but it was a shame. It was a shame. Well, they put on a good show and stuff, but...
Godspeed, right?
Yeah, it was just kind of creepy being on a shitty ass bullshit dream wagon, whatever they call it.
Winnebago,
yeah, it was nice in like probably 78.
Oh, that's the one Keith has. It cost $1,000 in gas to go to Tennessee. And back. The shitter went, the air conditioning went,
the starter.
Yeah,
you didn't get out of Sea Caucus. Yeah.
Thank God I had an ounce of mushrooms. That's all I'm saying. So I was just.
What concert were you guys going to?
Bonnaroo.
Bonnaroo. Yeah. We were just talking about the Bonnaroo.
Yeah, no, it was
a fake Bonnaroo. Yeah, Bonnaroo. What was it? Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah. We drove that. It went that thing would hardly make the mountains. Charlie, we should have never brought that fucking thing. Got stuck there. The battery. Batteries. We had to pay twice to have the thing, all the shit taken out of it. Oh, dude, it was a nightmare.
Oh, they had to pump the
shit out of it twice. The air conditioning went. We were in a hurricane. We got the windows shut. I'm tripping. Can't breathe. Oh, Lord. Thank God for Walmart. You could park in the parking lots of Walmart. Oh, Lord.
That's funny. You want to take a quick break?
We could do that.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back.
Ooh, excuse me, I apologize for yawning. I'm just tired. I'm not not bored by anything that's going on.
Sure.
Thoroughly enjoying everything. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We got Cousin Joe and Dan DeMarino from the Cousin Joe Show doing their little thing here for the documentary, No Station Required, and Carucci popped in.
Yeah, Carucci's in.
So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Quick
Conti
break.
Conti and Kenny on morelikeradio.com.
You're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show with Joe Conti and Kenny Michaels.
I have a structural filament and I need cash.
To contact the Conti and Kenny Show live, call 240-HI-C&K. That's 240-442-2635. Or you can still use the Skype, NPN Studios. Whatever that means. Don't know. Rubbish. But call them anyway. Fuck it. Who cares? I don't. What are you talking to me for? No one asked me. I don't know. Fuck all. Piss off. Go on, sod off. Get out of here. Keep sodding off. Bastards.
The Cousin Joe Show.
I read a thing on Reddit. There's this like a billionaire in Japan, but he was in a motorcycle accident.
That collects asses.
Yeah, he's got thousands of women in boxes,
collects
cages, things like that.
That's real.
Hang on, can you guys back up? Because I was looking at something. Just start from the beginning. There's a guy.
He's a millionaire.
Billionaire.
Billionaire. He was like an electronics billionaire
in the US.
Or something, right?
In Japan.
No, this is in Japan.
Of course, okay.
But he pays the girls. That is their job.
Yeah, he keeps them in boxes and cages with their asses out because he loves ass.
He has like over 1,000 of them.
Oh my gosh! I was picturing boxes of cut up asses.
No.
Autopsies.
Like boxes of real women squatting down, and there's like only one hole in the box.
You guys put it.
There's a picture on Reddit.
Like, where do you cut it from? How much do you leave in?
What the fuck? That's exactly what I was thinking.
What?
Nigga, you're all right. Take a breath.
What?
Say it. Nick needs a minute. I don't think he can
We're going to give him a minute. Nick, he's drooling on himself. What were you going to say?
It's a show.
Collects ass. Why do they have to read a box?
Because he doesn't want to see anything else.
Why are there boxes of asses?
Well, I'm just thinking, if you collect asses, where else would you store them? You said a guy collects asses.
Yeah,
I don't.
Excuse me, I got you a box of asses.
Brad Smith says, is anyone else hard?
I got a chubby. Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
The Conti and Kenny Show. How to listen live? Well, the show's from 7 to 10 p.m. So you can download the TuneIn app and search for More Like Radio or listen through the chat on morelikeradio.com/live only from 7 to 9 p.m. Then you listen to the last hour on the ContiandKennyShow.com, which is ContiandKenny.com. Or just listen to the whole thing on ContiandKenny.com from 7 to 10 p.m. Why is it so fucking convoluted? I mean, do these guys think that the audience is that intelligent? To subscribe to the podcast, get it on iTunes, morelikeradio.com or ContiandKenny.com. and for that lovely show that's called Conti and Kenny Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or contiandkenny.com. The information's there on all the pages, all the websites, all the complete and utter box. Check it out. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's Conti and Kenny. It's a waste of fucking time. Just get on with it. Is that any good, Governor?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
I love Breakfast Radio. They are so delicate, so light, so close to being nothing, but so emphatically something. They are subtle and tend to be wasted on
beer.
I'm Dave Ingram.
And me, Donovan Spensley.
And you can join us at
DarkSentinel.dk
for a multitude of metal bands.
What fun?
Crap, cream, everything in between.
And more alcohol than you can shake an empty beer crate at.
Nothing makes a more exotic party.
The same diluted metal claptrap as abused by Vincent Price.
Well, almost.
Pork.
You'll be sparkling with larceny at
www.darksentinel.dk.
Sit back and enjoy the compliment.
Piss off!
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Two guys with regular sized dicks.
All right, we're back. It's Conti and Kenny Show. More like radio every Monday night from 7 to 9 or whatever. And then we are on every Friday and Saturday night at 1 a.m. on WMEX 1510 Boston. All the info's on ContiandKenny.com. And we're trying to get on the fast track to getting most of those shows up on our iTunes and podcasts, so be patient. It's a whole new rigmarole here, but you can definitely listen. It's an hour show. We do 2 hours, one on Friday, one on Saturday.
It's
at
a
1
nice little drive home and coming home from the bar.
Yeah, and it's fun. We actually have to do.
And you know what it is? We do the Conti and Kenny Shorts. We haven't released one in a while, but here's Conti and Kenny Shorts.
Yeah, it's an hour.
I listened to Saturday Night Show. Friday, I didn't catch. But I wanted to call you last night because you had one of the greatest lines of I was dying.
And then you
to hear
came
it.
Over and snorted it, right? Sorry.
Here's the thing. I'll give the backstory. My sister, years ago, this is probably about 7 years before the movie Taken came out, right? She went to France and got lost. It was on New Year's Eve. Makes out with a French dude. She can't figure out her way to get back to the hostel. So she calls on a payphone from France, and then me and my mother are freaking out. So I had an idea for a screenplay.
It's called Hostel?
No. It didn't have a name. But what it was I was she was we were both like orphans. We didn't have any parents, and I was just like a mechanic in like a kind of a Boston Goodwill Hunting town. And she gets hooked up with this guy who's like a son of a Russian mobster. Anyway, she gets kidnapped. In order for me to find her, because I don't have any guns or anything like that, I've never killed anybody or anything, I have to go to the Russian mob and do them favors in order get the information. Yeah, it's to get the information to go find her. So I have to kill these. I have to kill prosecutors, and you know he's in bed with his wife, so I wind up killing his wife too. I throw up afterwards. You know, I'm not a killer, so I tell the story because now my sister is supposed to go. She's a French and Spanish professor. She's supposed to go to Tunisia, and
Tunisia
by herself.
It's even safer there.
Yeah, by exactly. herself in July, right? So the screenplay comes up and this whole thing. So I tell the story about how a mechanic, and Conti does, you know, the line from Taken is, I have a certain set of skills.
Yeah.
Conti goes, I have a certain set of tools.
I have a certain set of tools.
Snap-on.
And they're Snap-on.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was kind of a long way to go for that one, but that's a great line. I didn't do any justice.
Mechanic would be a hitman, too. That's a code for hitman mechanic.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, not me. I just did oil changes. Then I had to off a prosecutor.
I had to do all the Russian guys' oil changes for free.
And what's great is that Kenny couldn't go over and save his sister because he didn't have any guns, but he got all these guns to shoot all these fucking Russian guys.
Well, they would give me the
guns.
They would give me the guns.
And you go, take care, and you go to fucking France, and you go find your sister.
One of the scenes was like going to that house and kill the, it was a district attorney. And they left me. I go in there, I do the business, and because they're in the car and they're parked outside. So then after I do it, they see the gun flash, you know, through the bedroom window, and I come out of the house running my ass off.
Oh my God, he actually did.
And they fucking take off. So then I had to run through all these yards and shit, puking and dogs barking and lights going on to get away because I just offed this district attorney. Just to go find my sister, but I have a certain set of tools. Metric, standard.
I got a 7/16 wrench that I could clob somebody over the head with.
She's going to Tunisia in July.
Yeah.
That's the new one. And she's dead set on going.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, if I don't go, the terrorists win. I'm like, son of a bitch. I told her, I'm like, I'm not going to be, I can find you in Sea Caucus. I can't find you in Tunisia. You know what I mean?
Can't even find that on a map.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah. But did you hear about these? This is a tragedy. It happened in the Bronx yesterday. Seven kids died in a fire, right? And here's the story. Here's the thing. That's not funny at all. Seven kids died. But here's the reason
brats?
Why. Here's the reason why they died. It's because they were in a Hasidic Jewish household. And at a certain point, they're not allowed to
touch.
See,
that's the reason that's why it's hilarious.
No. Here's the thing. I'm getting to the part where we debate.
Sorry.
A Hasidic Jewish household, and they had a hot plate on. And after a certain part of the day, you're not allowed to touch electricity. You're not allowed to supposed to do anything with electricity.
I think it's Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Is that what it's called? I'm not even sure.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Shabba.
I think that's what it was.
Mr. Loverman.
And there were no batteries and smoke detectors and stuff.
Oh, that's right.
No smoke
don't
detectors?
Don't you love when comics come on the show and forget how to use a microphone?
Oh, amazing. I don't think there were any batteries in there. Smoke detectors? All
no smoke detectors, nothing. And here's the thing. What they did was they had a hot plate to cook. And obviously, a lot of the
old school, right? I mean, hot plates.
Well,
for
a lot
seven
of the
kids,
a lot of the Hasidic Jews live together. You know, it's just communal.
Oh yeah, they do.
So they just pack the whole joint in, so they can't touch the electric, and they got this old ass hot plate going, and the hot plate malfunctions, starts a fire. Seven kids die. Two adults got out. The mother and I think the aunt or something like that.
I don't understand. How come the adults got out and the kids all...
I was going to say, where in the Torah does it say you can't use a fire extinguisher on the Shabbos?
Where in the Torah was electricity?
I think
was no electricity back then.
The mother and one of the kids jumped out the window.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
they were burned pretty bad, but they got out of the house. But seven kids died because you can't... Because God told you not to touch a fucking hot plate.
That's all right. They got 11 other kids.
Sorry. They probably do, but that's terrible.
But what a damn shame. Religion is going to tell you not to, you know, the Torah, like we just said two seconds ago, the Torah doesn't, there was no electricity in Jerusalem. You know?
I'm telling you. The crazier the garb, the crazier the fucking religion.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I remember there was always.
And that doesn't, you know. I'm not giving Christianity a pass because they don't really have any garb.
All of
the
them
Catholics
have
do.
They wear
all
camo
the,
with
the. Did you ever hear about the religion of flying spaghetti? The flying spaghetti monster religion?
Flying
spaghetti.
Spaghetti,
yeah, I've heard
of
that.
That's not actually real.
Yeah, you're a pasta.
Well, they're none of them are actually
the
real.
That guy is a pastafarian. And
yes, a pastafarian,
it's like
yep.
A whole religion.
Yeah,
that's my kind of religion.
That's why whenever I hear, like, when anybody who's like Muslim or Christian or Jewish make fun of Scientology, I go, no.
Yeah.
No.
Why don't you take a look at your own shit before you do that?
It's only because Scientology has only been around for 60 years. It sounds crazy.
Yeah.
your religions have been around for 2,000, so they don't sound as crazy.
For some reason,
because they've been told over and over again, and over and over.
They all sound crazy.
And now, when you know, yeah. because we were brought up with it.
Yeah, for some reason, old crazy doesn't sound crazy.
All of them get to a point, and then it's like magic.
Yes.
It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, listen, all the good stories and all the good things about good teaching stories. You how to be a decent person. Well, actually, I used to read, like, the Child Story Bible when I was a kid, and it was like, it was all, like, you know, metaphors for, like, doing the right thing.
Oh, so it was like they edited out the genocide and all that.
That's yeah, with nothing. Oh. Yeah, they didn't put all the stuff that actually people did back then, you know.
Listen to this. White ass Brent in the chat. Seven kids, question mark. Seven is one of the greatest power numbers in Judaism, representing creation, good fortune, and blessing. A Hebrew word for luck, gad, equals seven in gematria. Another Hebrew word for luck, mazel, equals 77. Yeah, well, 77, well, seven kids died.
That's terrible.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
But, you know, shut the hot plate off. Yeah. Unplug the
But is that really what it came down to? They could have, but they just didn't because of
the
religion?
They left it going, yeah.
That
they
is
left
beyond
it going.
Psychotic. I can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah, yeah. There was always
you
a
You can't
festival.
Pay some black guy to go unplug it for
but
you?
This, seven is actually Jewish for short circuit. I don't know if you
Have the neighbor come over and go, hey, this is...
Yeah,
I can't
have some Gentile come
I'd
and
have,
do it.
Yeah, I'd have no problem with it. I'd unplug a fucking hot plate, you know?
Yeah.
But that really is where there's credibility when people say it's brainwashing.
Yeah,
it's
absolute
it affects
brainwashing.
You that much.
If they were Amish,
rather...
they couldn't have the hot plate ever. So
yeah, yeah.
The candle burnt everything. Though.
Yeah, there was a when you come off the Verrazano Bridge in right in Brooklyn, right there, and you're right by the water. You know, every year there was this Jewish festival or Jewish prayer.
No, I'm just
kidding. What it was all along the water. You know what I'm talking about, right? When you come off and you go onto the Belt Parkway.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And it's right along the water. You're right around the coast, and there's the sidewalk and everything. It was probably 10 to 20,000 Hasidic Jews. And the...
close to all that water, and none of them washing.
No, what it was, they had their prayer books, and they were rocking back and forth, and they would throw bread in the water. It was some kind of a symbolic...
Oh, they do that whiny wall or whatever.
They're feeding the ducks.
Right? No, the wailing wall.
Yeah.
Whiny wall.
Yeah. they would just keep throwing bread in the water, and they had to
feeding the
stop.
Ducks. Throw it on my bill. Yeah, boy.
They had to stop doing it because the seagulls were going ape shit. The seagulls were like, it was...
They couldn't live. Like, what is this smell? Yeah.
Apparently the seagulls changed form, and they went ape shit.
Yeah. Fucking Sheepshead Bay is covered in goose shit. Because of these guys that throw bread in the water.
I know. The ducks start goose-stepping all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Say they want to step in there. Oh, shit.
Literally. Have you ever seen Hasidic Jews dress in black? Have you ever seen seagull shit all over them? Because they were just...
Oh, because they, you see it right on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the seagulls are just hovering over like a
play
fucking
checkers
drone.
On their fur hat.
It's hot as hell.
It's their way of not tipping the waiter. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, I'll get these cocksuckers.
Yeah, I don't know what the significant day was, but it's some kind of a ritual where
Shomer Shabbos.
They were rocking and throwing bread in the water, and they couldn't do it anymore because it was like no feeding the ducks.
Don't feed the ducks, yeah, and don't touch a fucking appliance when your house
then
is on
then
fire.
Then it was a new rule: don't feed the Jews.
It's unbelievable.
I believe that rule was put in place in the 40s, Rich.
Wrong continent, buddy. It's just amazing to me how, why can't people distinguish between, hey, listen, I'm following my religion, it's kind of what I brought up on, and I'm using it as a guide, you know what I mean, to try to be the best person.
Maybe it gives some morals. Maybe.
Some little,
nice.
Little bit of moral teachings, and then you have to take it to this umpteenth level to where you're not allowed to answer your fucking door on a Saturday during parts of the religion because that involves, I know that because of my other job, that you go to certain very Orthodox Jewish houses
and
on certain parts of the year.
Off on certain
yeah,
days,
and they so and they won't answer their door.
The Jehovah Witnesses again, don't answer.
And the women are not they're not supposed to like touch like not even touch another man, even if it's like, here, here's a pen, can you sign this?
Well, they gotta ride in the back seat of the car.
Don't they
drive
all have
around
bald heads and they wear these freaking wigs and stuff too?
Yeah.
They screw through a sheet.
To this day,
no,
I don't know if
that's
a rumor.
That's not true.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I've heard
it's fantastic. It's great for gigs. I mean, I use it in one of my
But I've heard both ways. I've heard people confirm it and both.
Yeah, and I've heard it's like absolutely.
They got so many rules.
Should go to Snopes. Just go to Snopes.
That'll probably clear it up, yeah.
But yeah, it's all the cockamamie rules, and it's like I know people as a Catholic or grew up Catholic who on Friday during Lent don't eat meat. Yeah. Okay,
that's bull crap.
Whatever. Of course, it's bullshit. But most of the people that I know do it. They do it out of it's sort of a ritual.
Western Echo. I didn't even see this before. He puts Coletta 6,000,007.
Oh,
wow. 6 million Jews.
He just mentioned
seven.
You, but it was 6 million
plus seven.
Seven.
That's 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Isn't he a Russian Jew? Oh. Western Echo? Isn't he a Russian Jew?
The Jews are really rough with the rules, man. Didn't they
he's Ukrainian,
enough?
Kenny.
Like, mellow
Ukrainian?
Out, have a sandwich.
A Ukrainian Jew? Yeah.
I don't know if he's Jew, but he's Ukrainian.
Ukrainian.
Whatever they are.
Hey, fix it up over there, pal.
You gotta give them their props, though. They do like they live in like these during a certain sukkah is when they have to live in like a bamboo hut in the backyard, like Gilligan's Island and shit.
Wow,
I swear
never
to
heard
God,
of that.
I mean, like the Jewish
I mean, I believe
people
you. I just
really
never heard
go
of it.
Nuts with this suffering stuff. Mm. I mean,
yeah. I mean, you know, it's
around me they multiply.
One
like
time
grass.
I didn't eat breakfast and I was flipping out that day. I mean, really.
That's right. Because you, where Joe lives, there's a lot of
Muncie, New York. If you watch the film, Bill Maher's Religious. When he interviews a rabbi, it's in Muncie, New York. That's 2 minutes from my house.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, the good thing is they keep the blacks out, but they're still all over the place.
Joe's playing racist roulette over there.
Yeah.
The bad thing is you have to drive past them on the throughway to get up there, and they're cutting everybody off in them Astro vans or whatever they got.
They really are worse than the Chinese when it comes to driving. Yeah.
According to Snopes, that is false, the screwing through a sheet thing.
Oh, really? Okay, so we got confirmation. All right.
Snopes would never lie to me, so that's
where I go for my accurate info.
Me too.
I think the Arabs threw that one in.
Big Scott says, Joe, didn't the Pope revoke the thing on the Fridays?
Yeah, only for St. Patrick's Day, and that's when I said this is bullshit.
When St. Patrick's Day instead of Lent, you can go.
Well, it was St. Patrick's Day that went, and they were like, "No, because how are you going to tell the Irish not to do something?" They're like, "No, you can eat meat today."
Special dispensation. I think it's called
deposition. Oh no, that was with the kids. Deposition.
Special dispensation.
Whatever it was.
The whole thing with eating meat on Fridays. We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
It was for the fishmongers in fucking Rome.
Yeah,
because nobody was buying fish.
Black people have you can't eat pussy on Friday. I don't know if you know that, but it's
and Monday. Sunday.
That was fucking perfect timing. the fishmongers, they were like, hey, Vatican, what the fuck here?
Once again, another rule added after the Bible.
Fish on Friday, meat on Friday, has nothing to do with the Bible.
And they're not wearing the brown shoes on a Tuesday. How's that?
Yeah. Nothing to do with the Bible. The fishmongers were like, hey, Vatican, throw us a bone. You throw us a bone, we'll throw you a bone.
Of course.
So they said, all right, everybody, no meat on Friday. You can only eat fish.
That's like when I was growing up, when I went to CCD, I remember it was still purgatory. Now apparently that's gone.
I thought I was in it.
They just did it.
Well, back in the day, there was purgatory. There was limbo.
Sort of.
Limbo was the same as purgatory.
No. Limbo is, I think, where unbaptized children went until they were exonerated by God. And then
made the parents feel really comfortable.
Limbo,
of course.
Limbo, and then there's that purgatory. That's
purgatory.
The same place?
Here's
the thing.
Two different places.
Purgatory, the reason why they
I
came up
limbo
with purgatory.
Limbo was when you go under the fucking stick.
What are you in, Cozumel, Mexico?
I went to Catholic.
No, it's heaven.
This shit.
what it is, purgatory, is actually, you know when Jesus was crucified? and then he was gone for 3 days. From what they understand is that for those 3 days,
he told before, his wife he came, he was in purgatory.
Before he came back, is that he preached to all of the different religions, the fetuses, the aborted, everybody gets a chance to hear the gospel of God. All of the people, like, you know, all
and he
of the,
did 45 minutes.
From that point, from all of the people that ever walked the earth until that point, because there's no time in heaven. There's no clocks or
it's
anything.
It's like a
people
casino.
Never be late.
So
heaven's like a casino. There's no clocks.
Jesus.
My parents would love that. They love to gamble.
I
can drink free there. That's amazing.
He gets crucified on Christmas, and then, or what is it, Easter? Whenever it was.
Doesn't matter. It's all bullshit. It's all
bullshit. That was his birthday. Yeah.
He gets crucified on Arbor Day. And then
and then they feed him fish.
He comes back on a vernal equinox. No, but he gets crucified, and then for the 3 days that he's gone, supposedly he's preaching to all the people that passed before. That's what purgatory supposedly was, where you're just hanging out to hear the word of God.
Oh, when I was growing up in CCD, to me, they taught me purgatory is, you know, in between heaven and hell. If you were kind of bad, you go to purgatory for so many
until the judgment,
and then but then they just went. Then they went. No more purgatory.
Yeah. So you get sentenced. Yeah.
How do they know there's no more purgatory? I went to.
It's basically a holding cell.
Is it a holding cell?
It's a holding cell. Right.
It's a drunk tank.
We added up all the times. We added up all the times you jerked off and said "God damn," and you had 7 years in purgatory.
We counted all the times that your dead relatives watch you masturbate like an idiot 7 times on a Saturday when you have a day off. You're in purgatory. No masturbation.
No masturbation. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all just nonsense. But
yeah, it's a bunch of
And then you see the extreme on the other, you know, like we see the extreme when it comes to fundamentalists, whether it's Christians, fucking, you know, there's a place in Morristown, New Jersey on Speedwell Avenue. It's a Planned Parenthood. Every single morning, there are fucking shitheads.
People still picket that
kind in of
shit?
Front of it with their stupid fucking signs on Speedwell Avenue.
You fix that? You'd knock one of their daughters up.
Exactly. Speedwell Avenue in Morristown, New Jersey. It's a
wellness center?
Planned Parenthood
Wellness Center. That's exactly what it is.
I got one in Woodbridge.
And they sit every morning and they have the sign that says, "Pray to end abortion." And I go,
fuck America.
I'm thinking to myself, why do you need to let everybody
jump
else
up and down?
No,
and
to pray
to the God.
Shut up.
Do they think they're ever changing anyone's mind?
Not even changing ever? Mind. If you think prayer works, fucking sit at home and pray. Why do you need the gang to pray? So does prayers only work if they're done in like a
joint,
chant?
A joint
like in
prayer?
Football?
Right.
It's
like,
is it only stare, basically. They all have to do it together.
So it's like, is it because
that's got to be one of the funniest things I've heard in like a month.
What is it?
Care Bear stare. Holy shit. I remember that now. I haven't thought of that in 30 years.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
So is it like Wonder Twin Powers activate? Like, the more people involved? I thought prayer was just, hey, it's between you and God. So in other words, if 30,000 people are praying for somebody, it's more powerful?
Well, don't they do that at the where the Pope lives? They all get together, like thousands of people out there.
When he speaks on the balcony thing?
I thought they all got together and prayed.
Oh, in the Vatican?
Yeah, the Vatican. Don't they pray?
Yeah, he does his sermons, I guess.
People pray everywhere, you know?
It doesn't work for comedy careers, I'll tell you that much.
I don't know. There's some people I'm wondering if they are praying or not. Like, holy shit. Why
I got to ask, this crowd of picketers that are there, I can't believe
it's usually like one anymore. Or two. At least when I go by there in the morning really at like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
But what I'm getting at, are they really old people?
No. They're all different. There's kids. By my house, you know, right by...
Well, those kids, you know, the old parents drug them to. It's not like they know what they're
doing. There's always two or three solids that are always there. They always have the same sign.
Picket sign?
Yeah. And for some reason, if something's in the news, you'll get 10, 15 more people. And what it is, it's an old Victorian house that they converted into a
Planned Parenthood wellness center, whatever you
and
want to call it.
And someone pulls in and they go right, you know, by the car, but they're there. Rain, snow,
so they're just 100-degree
weather.
So they're just there to scream in every woman's face that goes in.
They're not screaming. They're just sitting there walking. You know, they're not allowed to approach anybody I believe.
Good.
They're not allowed to approach anybody because
so there's usually cops there to supervise, right?
No, it's because it's been going on for 25 years.
I was
going
to say it'd be a waste of resources.
25 years.
I used to work with at the firehouse.
They told him you can pick it, do what you want. Don't you can't.
But here's your separation.
You can't block the driveway. They have to be able to go in, but you can make your point across on this public street.
Right.
This guy had a restraining order that I worked with at the firehouse. He would go there and do this, like, they would get nuts with the picketing. So we had a restraining order on him. So if there was a fire call at this building, even when he was on duty, he wasn't allowed to go in.
Jeez. No kidding.
No kidding. No kidding.
Was it a hot plate?
I don't know what it is. Hot nut, I guess. But
yeah, it's just absolutely crazy. And it's been 25 years. Since I was a kid, I remember driving past them. It's right in my neighborhood. Look, and they're always out there.
In and of itself, I think abortion, what actually happens, is horrific. All right?
Depends on what period you're in.
Well, also, exactly. When they're showing these ones where, like, I'm sorry, but how do you not know 6 months in if you want this kid or not?
Right.
How do you not know?
How about that?
They're finding out like the next day. It's like you're having sex, and the next day you can find out if you're pregnant, and you're basically, you know, you're clean, you're dusting, you're just dusting it away.
Can they do it?
There's nothing there.
Well, we've talked about this a long time ago, but we haven't.
There's like certain. I know there's certain laws, but dude, there's these back alley places that you can go. They're fucking. It's awful.
Here's the thing. We've talked about this years ago. It's the idea of abortion. Is over. It's done. The morning after pill, all of this other stuff that you don't.
People trying to stop that.
What you're doing is you're killing sperm. Is what you're basically doing for a morning after pill. If the condom breaks or something, or you don't know, you know, you're not
just
sure.
Sure, right?
You just go and you take the pill. Boom, it's done. So the abortion argument could be wiped out.
Yeah. But it's not, because there's still, again, there's lawmakers trying to ban the morning after pill still.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. And also you have a whole series of TV shows where I didn't know I was pregnant. You know, she's like, oh, you know, some big woman's like, oh, I gotta take a Duke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she dukes a 6-ouncer out her front.
I don't want the paper. I want give me the Bible. I got a big one brewing. I need some reading material.
It's just a...
And then she dumps out a toddler.
Yeah. Exactly, out the front.
Somebody smack its ass.
Better been a bidet. I just, you know, it's, look, in it, like I said, in and of itself, you know, the videos, I've seen the videos, the anti-abortion.
It's awful. It's terrible. Horrible. It's absolutely
but
horrible.
But if you're doing it the correct way, you're not yanking out pieces of baby. They
right, if it's not 6 months in.
Yeah, literally, they're pulling parts of a baby out that's alive. It's terrible. But you know what? If they're doing it right, you can look. It's never gonna be illegal. It's always gonna be there because it's never been solved since 1970. What, 3?
Yeah,
72.
Yeah,
I think Roe v. Wade.
That's when it was made legal.
Right, 72.
I think so.
Yeah, it's like just keep everything on the up and up. And make people, you know what it comes down to? Let's not shame women into, or girls, shame them into thinking that if you get pregnant, you're a fucking whore. You're right. A part of two people that made a decision and you went and did something. If they weren't so shamed about it, they wouldn't have to go to their parents and go, you know, and lie to them and then have to go to their neighbor and go, listen, I'm pregnant. And then you got to go through all this rigmarole. It should be out in the open. Let's make sure our daughter's healthy and let's go take care of this, whatever you decide to do.
Here it is. Every cunt with a vagina.
You couldn't wait for that, could you? No. Got his hand up like my dad about to smack me in the mouth.
Every cunt with a vagina should have the decision-making ability of a point guard in the NBA. Okay, they should have the point decision making to go. Yeah, I'm gonna
pass
morning
it
after pill. I'm gonna do this. I got options. I got tons of options.
That's right. You can go to the hole.
Yeah,
you can dish it out.
You're the point
guard. You can slam it in.
Your vagina automatically makes you the point guard, so you're not gonna sit there and just hold the ball.
Right.
You can't hold the ball. You're not allowed to. Until the ball gets.
Dr. Kenny, every cunt with a cunt has to make sure.
Every cunt with a vagina.
Every.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, that makes it so much better.
Medical term, Joe.
Really?
Pardon me.
Yeah, really? Kenny only called the girl a cunt. He didn't call the object in between her legs a cunt.
Yeah.
How dare I?
Let's get things straight.
She's got to have a rapist wit and the
really that's the analogy you use?
Yes,
a rapist. You're talking about abortion?
Yes, because most of the rapists are big thinkers. They plan ahead.
They're big thinkers.
They know what.
Only use my power for good.
The fuck is he talking about?
They
really are losing your mind.
No.
Rapists are big thinkers.
Decision makers. Rapists are decision makers.
I gotta hear this.
What? I don't see a rape whistle. Let's do it. Like what?
A physical assault inside a.
This is why I gotta work the camera.
Yeah, definitely. This is gonna be good.
No, it's not. It's
not. It's on the abortion website for this.
Where are we leaving at 8:34, Joe? Isn't it the time?
Yeah, you know, put it in perspective. Whatchamacallit?
Hold on, this is Kenny's
a
version.
A sexual assault that takes place in a stairwell.
Are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
A sexual assault that takes place in a vestibule or a foyer, if you will, in a Manhattan borough, you know, in a apartment building. That guy isn't a sexual assaulter. A rapist actually is able to plan it out, begin it, take care of do what he wants to accomplish, and then get out of there scot-free. Most of the time, that's an accomplished rapist because they're problem solvers. And what I'm just saying is that
like a pianist, an accomplished rapist.
What I'm saying is if whether you're a rapist or a major league pitcher or a girl with a vagina, you have to be assertive and a problem solver to know your options, so you're not sitting there dumping a toddler into the toilet at 6 months. Because you don't know you're pregnant. You know you're pregnant. You had a cock in you. You might get pregnant. You know. So if you have some urge to eat certain things, so you got morning sickness. Fucking, it's too late now. You know, you're off you're out of your range.
I thought there were people though that don't know they're pregnant. You ever see that?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, but if you keep putting cocks inside of you, you're eventually going to get one.
What the fuck was he talking about?
A cock was loaded.
All I'm saying is that I'm not agreeing with the rapist thoughts. I'm just saying that rapists think well. They plan stuff out most of the time.
That's a terrible idea.
They would make good good house planners. They're right.
They're problem solvers. The rapists are problem solvers. It's all like I'm this. Saying is
they're problem solvers. They do have professional rapists though, like Uday and Kuday or whoever they were.
They actually do have certain rapists that go to companies and help them with like their financial issues. They're rapist analysis
financiers.
Yeah, they're
they're quick dressers and undressers also. I don't know if you know that.
Get your hand off my penis!
I see why.
Yeah,
Kenny.
The IRS. I rape.
What about prison rapers? What about prison rapers? Are they good planners? No, they're opportunists.
Yeah. Well, there's difference between, you know. Well, here's the thing. If you have a vagina and you're in a bar and you see the opportunity.
He just keeps digging.
You see the opportunity to have a penis inside you, then you have to become the planner.
Well,
you can the opportunist.
Are you sure you don't mean they're planters?
He's good.
They're good planners.
Oh,
God. Almost had a gang, son. Joke, that is.
Chloroform, I have it. Duct tape.
Well, some take the time, to formulate a plan. You know, and then once something happens, then they have an initial plan to,
You're fucking completely out of your mind, dude.
I'm just saying
not even saying that you think they're good guys, but
no,
the
not
fact
at all.
That you think that they're about being good planners.
I say Bob plans for the trip. He rapes like a motherfucker. Let him plan it.
You can't be a rapist unless you have some sort of intelligence. Some sort of a problem-solving.
It's all kind of
I think
a serial
killer is one that usually has
a
lot of intelligence because they always have to cover up. Well, there's actually been black serial killers. I didn't realize, but there are. But you know what?
Look at that. Serial.
Wow.
You want to do that?
Let's do it. All right. Our pal, Don Jameson. He's a guest contributor to Loudwire and a co-host of that metal show.
On VH1 Classic. Yep. 14 seasons now, right?
Yeah.
7 years. 14
seven
seasons.
Years, yep. So he did a story on Loudwire. Lots of bands make up fictitious creatures for their songs that wreak havoc on humanity. Others write about the most dangerous of all creatures to humanity, real-life serial killers. So he became fascinated with them, and he came up with the 10 songs, the top 10 songs about real-life serial killers. All right? Number 10 is Nothing to Gein, as in Ed Gein, by Mudvayne. Here, I'll just play it real quick.
Ed Gein was a sick one, boy.
Yeah.
Ed Gein, really? I don't know who that is.
Ed Gein, yeah, the guy up in Wisconsin.
They based the Texas Chainsaw Massacre up that guy.
And
he was really.
He was the one that wore the faces. Yeah. He would like cut the faces and wear them.
Wow.
It's basically Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Silence of the Lambs. They all.
That was a good one.
They're all from Ed Gein. Creepy video. Just shows a dude like making sewing shit, sewing masks and stuff. But so, that's Mudvayne, Nothing to Gein. Number 9 is Slayer, Dead Skin Mask. The spine chilling lyric, the brush of dead warm flesh pacifies the means, incised members, ornaments on my being. Wow.
Who's that?
That's Slayer.
Slayer.
So we'll just hear that real quick. Just hear a little what that sounds like. Of course, it's...
Roy Black on crack. My favorite. Ding Dong Dahmer's dead. Massive injury to the head.
I'll wait for you to come. I've been here all along.
This is... like I said, in the 50s. Steady Eddie was known to dig up the corpses of women, remove their skin, and fashion masks from it. Thankfully, that's not how Corey Taylor designed his first Slipknot mask.
Is that one of Zevon's songs?
No.
Oh, the Slipknot mask. Okay, I know that, yeah.
Yeah, but that's Slayer, right? Number 8 is by Soulfly called Jeffrey Dahmer, which is not that, but that's really funny. What do you call it? Bump to the head or something like that he just said? The spine-chilling lyric.
Chef Master, why are serial killers always such good seamstresses?
Well, they are mama's boys. Spine-chilling lyrics. They feed the need of his cannibal mind, bloody murders he left behind. One of many songs about this psychopath from Milwaukee who confessed to killing, mutilating, committing necrophilia.
Milwaukee, which means in Algonquin, the good land.
Here, let's hear if we can play a little Soul Fly.
It's from Wayne's World.
I like this. Yeah, okay. Master of the Gruesome.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Master Cannibal. Jeffrey Dahmer, Master of the Gruesome.
That's pretty cool. Master of the Gruesome. All right. That's number 8. Number 7 by Exodus, which our pal Rob Dukes,
yeah.
Wrote this song.
Our good friend.
The Ballad of Leonard and Charles. Serial killer Leonard Lake and Charles NG. Some Chinese guy.
Yeah, I remember them. That was a couple of years
Malaysian.
Ago.
Together they videotaped and killed as many as 25 individuals in the Sierra Nevada foothills in the mid-80s. Didn't quite become the YouTube sensation they'd anticipated. Committed more bloodshed to film than seen in Rob Zombie movies.
They killed the baby of the girl and her husband and her baby. Then they cut her clothes off. They videotaped this shit, raped her.
They killed
all their neighbors that were around by them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they were sick.
I never heard these guys. That's insane. And it says the spine-chilling lyrics.
What are the names?
Bodies thrown down into a hole, maggots consuming the flesh.
What's the names
Leonard
again?
Leonard Lake and Charles, last name NG.
I don't know if they met in the service or how they met. I forgot. I think they did.
Number 6 is Jane's Addiction. Ted, Just Admit It. I guess it's about Ted Bundy.
He was one of the all-time ones.
Yeah. Spine-chilling lyric. Now sister's not a virgin anymore. Her sex is violent. 1988, he was... oh, okay, they put this out. Let me hear what that just sounds like real quick. I wonder if this is good.
Showed the video of the mother, the kid was already dead. He's like, wait, I wouldn't want my baby. This is like a real thing. And they're like, no, just cooperate. They're cutting their clothes off.
Really? Yeah, everything on these guys is like an hour and a half long.
I never heard of them.
Oh, man, that makes my... bastards. That makes my...
I think one killed himself in prison or something. Like, they took the pussy way out.
Well, of course they did. Number five is absolutely. Venom. Countess Bathory. The serial killer is Countess Elizabeth Bathory de Exed. This literal femme fatale is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most prolific female serial killer in history, with as many as 650 victims.
Who's this? What?
In the 1600s.
She was taking her blood to try to stay young or something.
She was said to bathe in the blood of virgins to retain her youth.
Yes, I remember this. I remember
morose,
this. Yeah, yeah.
Unsanitary, and yet still smelled better than one of those goth girls bathed in patchouli oil.
Or those Hasidics at the...
Wow. And the lyric is, the countess takes her midnight bath with blood that once gave life. And that's Venom. And if it's Venom, it's fucked up shit. I always like Venom sound, man. Countess Bathory. All right. We only got a couple more real quick. Number four, Judas Priest the Ripper, serial killer Jack the Ripper.
Big Scott's Will, feeling and knows about Bathory.
spine-chilling lyric, of course, when you least expect me and turn your back, I'll attack. The Ripper is great tune, man. And, of course, why wouldn't they have a Toyota Corolla commercial? Which can help and Skipperoo.
Now with larger trunks.
And who is this? This is
Judas Priest.
I know this tune. Ah!
Yeah, that was a great fucking tune.
Yeah, lead singer Judas Priest loves the gas pedal.
Oh, yeah, he sure does.
This guarantee.
Number three, I didn't know this. I didn't even know this song. Thin Lizzy did a song called Killer on the Loose. Do you
really?
Know that?
Thin Lizzy?
Yeah. All
right.
And it's about Jack the Ripper and the spine-chilling lyric, but honey, I'm confessing, I'm a mad sexual rapist. Now, these guys are, you know, Thin Lizzy's mostly black dudes, right? You know that? They're like all black guys, black rock
band. I know
band.
The singer died.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
From the 80s, of course, you could tell. Some people, they call me Jack.
Some people, they call me Jack. Yeah, I think the lead singer's like a half black guy.
He looks like Prince.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
If you mixed Prince and Lionel Richie. Right?
Holy shit. Cool song. Never heard this song.
Not a bad tune.
Never heard it. Can somebody tell me
how... Big Scott Swill says the lead singer was black and Irish.
Black and Irish.
Yeah.
Nice. I can't say this word. Psychopathy?
Psychopathy.
That's right. What does that mean? By Slayer. And it's about the serial killer Andre... Chikatilo. Have you ever heard of him?
Is that Russian guy?
Russian serial killer who confessed.
Oh, yeah. He was a bad one.
Yeah.
Who,
one of the creepiest fucking...
Was he eating children or something?
Yeah, one of the creepiest fucking headshots,
forever
too.
He was doing it.
His headshot is...
They put him in a cage.
Yeah. One of the creepiest headshots.
You got to hear this. You just got to let me read this whole thing. This is funny.
That one and Jim Florentine's first one are the two creepiest headshots of all time.
Oh, yeah. His Jam and Jim. Yeah. Russian serial killer who confessed to mutilating and murdering at least 52 women and children between 1978 and 1990. Also known as the Red Ripper. Not to be confused with the Red Rocker, who killed no women and children, only Van Halen.
Yeah!
That's fucking hilarious.
Good
man.
One.
That's really funny. And then Slayer did psychopathy, I guess. And
funny.
Last time it was Red Rocker, it was a dog dick.
You wanna?
It was getting late. It was getting
late. Yeah, it's, you know, Slayer. We all know what Slayer sounds like. I don't mind Slayer. It's just, you know, it's pretty much what most Slayer songs sound like. Number one, I don't even know this song, Bloodbath in Paradise by Ozzy Osbourne. The serial killer is Charlie Manson, which I don't really think Charlie Manson's a serial killer, but...
What are they, if you killed, how many people, I think, was it more than three?
I don't think
something?
He killed anybody. He
well,
might
he
have killed
people
when...
It, right.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what it was. The spine-chilling lyric, there's blood on the walls when Charlie and the family make house calls.
Helter Skelter.
Let me hear how this... sounds. I just can't see it being a good Ozzy song.
Colorado Dickhead says Slayer song 213 is about Don Morosso. It was his apartment number.
No shit. Yeah. Oh, so they were obsessed with him.
Pizza for 213.
This sounds okay, actually. This is old, though. This is like early 90s.
Jam and Jim. Yeah, there it is.
It's Florentine's fucking headshot. Oh, this is off of No Rest for the Wicked.
Yeah, that's Jam and Jim right there. You see that one?
It looks like Rod Stewart with a bad
hair. You see that? That's.
I take back. This is actually a good song.
Wow.
Big Scott's Will Manson actually had songs. Yeah, he had a bunch of stuff. He was a failed musician.
Yeah.
Hung out with Brian Wilson.
Yeah, absolutely.
He actually was...
Imagine that shit.
That was... what's his name's house that he went to? The rapist guy when he killed Sharon Tate?
Polanski.
Oh, yeah, he went after him. Absolutely, yeah. And Johnny Rizzo, he told me...
He's a serial killer?
Yeah. He told me about the story that actually that night, that dinner party that they were at the Tate's house...
Bruce Lee was supposed to be there.
Was invited.
Could have saved them all.
Could have saved the whole group.
God damn it.
Yeah. Bruce Lee was invited to that fucking dinner party. And Bruce Lee would have fucked them
up. Did anybody have a gun?
They were having Chinese that night. He didn't want to go.
I think they might have had a gun, but they didn't use it.
I think only Tex Watson had a gun. The other ones, it was all just knives.
Fucking
it wouldn't, it wouldn't matter.
You ain't getting through Bruce Lee. You're a bunch of high hippies.
Yeah. Oh,
Bruce Lee would have fucked them up, man.
Man, he would have been awesome. That would have been a great movie.
But yeah.
What a fucking fight scene.
Yeah.
Fucking serial fight. You know? All of that shit.
If you beat up Chuck Norris, he could take five boots.
Yeah. The one-inch punch? I would love to get a Bruce Lee gas pedal.
Oh yeah!
I would receive a Bruce Lee's gas pedal.
Yeah, definitely. That would be a good way to go.
That's wild. Bruce Lee could have saved everything.
Yeah. He was invited to that dinner party that night.
Jeez. Boy,
Shaftmaster came up with that one. Is rocking, Jam and Jim. That's great.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So anyway, but yeah. I mean, I think as a country, we're very obsessed with serial killers.
Well, there's a certain amount of them.
They're fascinating people.
If you had a map around the world, Well, here's the thing.
It's they say at any moment there's 50 serial killers in America right now.
Active, right.
Active. I can't wait till they figure out the fucking one on Long Island. In the marshlands.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, they never found that guy.
No, they don't know who it is.
They think it's several.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing: they think it's a burial ground that a couple of different serial killers
use the same place.
Use the same place. But here's the thing: is they're going to be tight-lipped on it because they're probably already communicating with some of them. You know, the ones that want to get caught. You know, not the ones that want to get caught, but they want to. Tell the cops.
Look here, look there.
Yeah. Because about a year ago, what has Brent just put into One Inch Punch in the
chat
room?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. There, you know, up in like Long Island, there was like a severed head. And then like a mile and a half away, there were two arms just thrown in someone's driveway like a newspaper. And no one hears about it.
Then there were directions on how to put it together.
They keep it really quiet because they're trying to...
From IKEA. Look, I'm building a Mexican.
Because they're... They're actually probably talking to some of these. You know, some of these serial killers, they're like the Zodiac killer disappeared. He probably fucking died, you know, because they never found
it. You mean that rumor that Russell Johnson was a serial killer, the guy who played the professor? On Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island, really?
No, yeah, I heard Mr. Rogers was, whose father was that supposed to be? Billy Idol's or somebody's too? Or Adam Ant's or something?
Yeah. No. Shit. I know what you're talking about.
Alice Cooper's or something? Yeah. Then they said he was a Green Beret or something.
Well, the big thing was Mr. Furley from Three's Company.
Don Knotts
was supposedly the most feared drill instructor in Marine Corps boot camp history.
Yeah, he kept shooting people when he's loading the gun. You know who was a badass? Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo, yeah.
Walter, I forgot the other guy who was saying that. The guy from The Dirty Dozen. Who was the guy?
Kelly Savalas?
Not Mason. Something.
Oh, man. He was a real soldier.
Yeah.
He said the baddest dude out of all of them, he's like a decorated war hero, was Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo. The guy who played Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking son of a bitch, that's going to bother me. I'm going to have to find that. I'll find it right now. I'm going to have to find that name.
The name of the guy?
From the Dirty Dozen?
Yeah, from the Dirty Dozen.
Are you talking about Kennedy?
The Big Red One, Dirty Dozen, all those war films.
George Kennedy?
No, but...
The one who was in that movie,
Lee Marvin.
Lee Marvin. Lee Marvin. There you go. There it is. That's good. That would have fucking bothered the shit out of me all night.
Lee Marvin.
Dr. Leo Marvin.
Captain Kangaroo's the nicest guy. Dr. Marvin. You're like, just don't piss him off, kids.
Dr. Leo Marvin, I'm sailing. What about Bob? Great Bill Murray movie.
Yeah.
Dr. Marvin. Dr. Leo Marvin. I'm going to take a vacation from myself.
Now, were the Beatles that song, Bang Bang Maxwell's Silver Hammer, that's not about a serial killer, or is that about a serial killer?
That's a good one. I'm not sure, but that would be. I know.
And also, Warren Zevon had one about little Johnny went to the prom, took the girl, killed her, raped her. Then he got out of prison, dug her up, and raped her again. Yeah, that's a Warren Zevon.
Excitable boy. Thank you.
No kidding, really.
Yeah.
Oof. Wow.
Supposedly he was like a person.
And then you can always, you know, play like It's a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong and just watch it all the way.
Yeah.
What a shithole we live in.
Falling on my head.
Coletta, of course, Joe Coletta, thanks for coming by. Dan DiMarino.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You want to plug any of your private Twitter, or because I know you guys are on the Twitter and
at Dan DiMarino. And also at No Station REQD.
You sound like your dad. I heard you're on the Twitter.
Are you on the dope?
I do.
You're on the Twitter? No.
And of course, you guys are on.
I quit. I swear to God, no more Twitter.
You're on the entrance? No.
Well, your covers are always stuck together. No Twitter, Dad. I swear to God.
And you guys are on every Thursday night, 7 o'clock.
on More Like Radio, the Cousin Joe Show.
Great show. Been on it a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun times.
We've all done it.
And I was on it last Thursday, and we did the gas pedal tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So check out the feed. You guys are going to post that, right?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get the video. We'll post it. Absolutely.
Do you know the gas pedal?
No.
Okay. Two people lay on the ground. I'll tell you real quick. And say we're laying on the ground. I grab your legs, and I just jam it right into there.
Into your
not,
private
not the hard
area.
Way, just to
for
tickle.
Fun?
Vibrating.
For fun. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
For fun.
Yeah.
Is this Tijuana
and
shit?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of, yeah. And I did it to Coletta, and the noises that came out of his
yeah,
mouth.
He sounded like a giddy little girl.
Yeah. And it's impossible. You cannot. You'll have to make those noises. It just
comes
out of your body.
What's up with this shit?
There's him.
Me.
People that are homeschooled.
That's you.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Recess. We can't have a jungle gym like normal kids, man.
Karuchi, you're on. You're on
Twitter.
Yeah,
I don't know how.
You go under. You do the Twitter.
Yeah.
What's your Twitter? Because Karuchi's fun to tweet.
I just it goes.
Karuchi's fun to watch.
From my Facebook, it goes.
Oh, you go Facebook to Twitter.
It goes right on it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I do the other way around.
Yeah, and Karuchi's been doing some great selfies and stuff.
Yeah,
here,
absolutely.
Karuchi, that's what happens when you're homeschooled.
Is that the Tijuana donkey?
What's that? The hell is that?
Oh, that's me on a horse.
His graduation.
Oh, yeah.
His graduation picture.
That's Kenny on the donkey show.
Yeah, and like I said, nanoseconds right after that flash was taken, I was balls deep into a horse cock, looking at it, staring like the Sistine Chapel.
Poking it with a stick.
I fell under the horse. The horse bucked up, fell right under it, and just giant dong.
Yeah.
That explains
and
a
Kenny
lot.
Was, Kenny tried the uneven bars.
Now we get it.
All right. Hey, listen, this Friday night, if anybody in the Parsippany area wants to come see me, I'm headlining a fundraiser. I usually don't promote these, but my friend, she's the one that's putting it out. I'm trying to help her with selling tickets. It's going to be at the PAL building right on Baldwin Road. Anybody who knows it, but my website has all the info. It's joeconti.com. Friday night. It's for a good cause. It's BYOB, so you can bring your own shit and get all banged up and watch some mediocre, lame comedy.
Oh,
right?
Shut up.
Joe's great, man.
And what else we got? This our show?
We're
Friday
probably
and
a secret show. Probably be
Thursday or Friday.
Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Mid-afternoon.
Good to see you guys.
All right. Let's... let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
thank
Karuchi,
you, Joe.
Dan,
thank
Joe.
You, Dan.
Thank you, guys.
Karuchi, of course,
fun night,
man.
Fun night.
Thank you so
all right.
much.
I love seeing Karuchi.
Thank
I don't
you for
see
having
enough,
let's man. Get the hell out of here. And like our pal, the great Otto Peterson would always say, take care.
See you next week.